Dispelling three flexible work myths. The COVID pandemic prompted an abrupt change in our ways of working. However, the notion of the ideal worker and associated measures of productivity was and is still based on the model of presenteeism and long working hours, originating from the Industrial Revolution. As we moved to a more digitalized model of goods and services, it is worth asking ourselves how relevant and appropriate it is to use the same measure of productivity as we did in the past with Taylorism, which was designed for factory management. Equally, it is important to acknowledge that some modalities of flexible work, like remote work, are not accessible to many women who tend to occupy frontline professions and service industry work. The pandemic both challenged this traditional notion of productivity and proved that we can work in a new way and still be productive. The pandemic led many of us to create comfortable workspaces at home, transforming this private space into our office and our permanent place of work for the near future. Undoubtedly, this was inconvenient and uncomfortable at first for some people, but being the adaptable species we are, many of us embraced and indeed thrived in this new way of working. With the pandemic safely behind us, we are noticing a surge of companies encouraging and sometimes coercing its people to return to the office. Many organisations have adopted a hybrid week in the office. But what does flexible work mean for gender equity? In our Flexible Work blog earlier this year, we aimed to debunk some of the myths around women and flexible working. In this latest blog, we continue to challenge the stigma and biases that exist around flexible work. Here are three unhelpful beliefs that contribute to biases and stigma for women who work flexibly. Myth 1. Flexible working is perceived as a women's benefit or arrangement. When it comes to flexible work, we hold assumptions that women are more likely to work flexibly. However, it is important to differentiate between the types of flexible work. This includes various modalities like remote work, part-time work, and hybrid work. Interestingly, men have greater access to remote working opportunities due to their higher representation in industries and roles such as management and corporate positions, which are inherently more conducive to remote work. In contrast, industries made up of predominantly women, such as health and social care or retail, are those which are less likely to lend themselves to working remotely. Rather, women are encouraged and indeed do take up more part-time work. While it may seem that part-time work is flexible and thus allows for the benefits of working flexibly, if we take a closer look, the hidden consequence of part-time work is inevitably reduced lifetime earnings. This can lead to other financial setbacks, reduced savings, pensions, and investment opportunities. Myth number 2. Women who work flexibly are less flexible toward work. Interestingly, although societal expectations and norms still assume women will work flexibly to prioritize their caregiving and household responsibilities, women are less likely to be trusted to work flexibly as they are considered likely to further prioritize their household responsibilities over their work. Women often face a double standard when making requests for flexible work. It can raise suspicions, mistrust, or judgments that they are not committed. While women might experience the motherhood penalty when requesting flexible work arrangement, men might be considered dedicated fathers for doing the same. Equally, it does not help those women, particularly mothers, as they are less likely to have dedicated workspaces when working remotely. And yet, evidence still shows that they can be equally productive as working in the office. Similarly, men who opt to work part-time to accommodate their family commitments face a social and professional fatherhood forfeit and risk of being perceived as not committed to their careers or going against societal norms of being the primary breadwinner. Myth number 3. Women who work flexibly are considered to be less ambitious. There is a perception that women who request or choose to work flexibly are less committed to their jobs or less ambitious in their careers. This bias can stem from traditional gender norms, where women are expected to prioritise caregiving responsibilities over their careers. However, evidence shows that women are not less ambitious, and flexible working arrangements can help mitigate the career interruptions that often occur due to caregiving responsibilities, allowing women to remain in the workforce and continue their career progression. This can contribute to closing the gender gap in leadership positions and higher paying roles. Fact: flexible working for all, not just for women. If you want to reduce gender bias and accelerate gender equity, flexible working must become a norm across all genders. Flexible working arrangements can help challenge traditional gender roles and stereotypes if those work arrangements are encouraged equally. This can contribute to breaking down the perception that caregiving and household responsibilities are primarily the domain of women, leading to more equitable distribution of those responsibilities within households. Furthermore, evidence is clear. Flexible working is a productivity tool. All employees who offer flexibility at work are more committed and productive. Addressing biases and stigma towards flexible working for women requires proactive efforts to challenge stereotypes, promote inclusive workplace cultures, and implement policies that support work-life balance for all employees, regardless of gender. Leadership commitment, diversity training, and transparent communication are essential for creating environments where flexible working arrangements are valued and accessible to everyone.